This is the Unapologetic Entrepreneur Podcast, a podcast for passionate entrepreneurs just like yourself who are looking to create a profitable and productive business that you are proud of. On this show, we explore entrepreneurship success stories, but not just the highlights. We get into the nitty-gritty details so that you know more about the path traveled to achieve that success. See, I'm on a mission to help you never feel like a failure again when it comes to achieving your goals. And so much of that is setting realistic expectations of the effort needed, goals that align with the season of your life, and ensuring that you have the accountability in place that you need. So on this podcast, you can expect real conversations, practical tips, and lots of encouragement along the way so that you have everything you need to follow through and actually achieve your definition of success. So if you're ready to go from unsure to unapologetic, be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Hello, my friend. We are still riding the New Year wave of excitement and making progress. And oh my gosh, I want to continue that momentum. And so today we are talking about creating a sustainable business. And I know I just mentioned the New Year, but even if you're listening to this at a different time, I want to talk about how you can create a sustainable business. And when I say sustainable, what I mean is sustainable for you, meaning both financially and emotionally, because I know you want to create a business that integrates into your life instead of taking it over. And so that's what I mean about creating a sustainable business for you very specifically. And so in this episode, I'm going to share four steps to actually do this and bring in that financial success that you're wanting, but not at the expense of your health or your family life. That quality of life I know is so important to you. And so we're weaving it all in together. And so putting these steps into place will actually help you create that business that truly supports the life you want to live. And I'm so excited to share these three steps with you. But before I talk about those steps, I want to make sure that you have heard about the live workshop I'm hosting this coming Friday, if you're listening live, meaning Friday, January 12th, 2024. And I am talking about how to follow through with your goals. So I'm hosting a free workshop on this that I actually talked about in episode 223. So if you haven't listened to that episode, go listen to that episode because I'm talking about how you can actually follow through. And I teach everything in that episode, but what I'm doing in this live workshop is actually holding the space for you to actually answer the questions because, spoiler alert, I know follow-through is really hard and you're listening to a podcast and you're doing a million things. So even though you love the questions that I ask, I know it's really hard to stop what you're doing and answer the questions. And so I'm hosting this live workshop so you can sign up. I'm going to be your accountability buddy with this, and you'll actually answer the questions. So what I'm doing in this workshop is sharing my follow-through framework, and that increases your chances of success of actually following through by 95%. So all you have to do to register for the free workshop is go to amandamckinney.com/workshop. And yes, there absolutely will be a replay. And especially if you're hearing this after January 12th, 2024, there will be a replay as well. But now let's dive in to these three steps. So the first step in creating a sustainable business for you is to identify your definition of success as an entrepreneur. This is so important and something that people really don't give a lot of time to, but it's so important. You have to know what success means and feels like for you very specifically. This will guide your business, and it will help you set goals that are actually achievable. It will help you be happier in the process, but you have to know what success is for you, because if you don't define this for yourself, other people will. It is so critical to actually do this, because you will find yourself chasing whatever everyone else is chasing or telling you that you should be chasing. And I have found myself doing this, and it took me a really long time to figure out what success meant for me. It takes a long time to unravel what other people have told you, what it looks like, or what it feels like, or what you should want. But you really have to get clear on what it means for you in your specific business. And I've got an episode, it's episode number 194, and it walks you through step-by-step how to identify success on your own terms. And there's actually a free guide that goes along with it, so you can download the PDF and go through this. Typically, it takes about 20 minutes, and you can define success. It's amazing. It took me about a year, and it'll take you about 20 minutes to get it done. So make sure to actually go through and do that. Because if you don't define success on your own, other people will. And what you'll do is you'll set goals that you really don't care about, and you'll end up creating a business that's kind of a nightmare instead of the one in your dreams. And so make sure to identify success on your own terms. Step number two is to identify what is financially enough in your business. Now, before I even go into this, I want to say I hope you have more than enough. That is the goal. I want you to have definitely more than enough. But the key is we have to know what enough is so that we do not fall into the trap of always wanting more. There's nothing wrong with wanting more, but it's a slippery slope that we can get into. And it's something that myself and anyone I've ever worked with can fall into because we want more. We're driven people. We're entrepreneurs who want to continue to push ourselves, and we have a lot of drive, and it's great. But if we can remind ourselves what enough is, specifically with finances, we're going to be in much better shape. So what you want to do is look at math. It's really interesting how we can get tied up and we have a lot of feelings related to finances. But if we can look at math and take the emotion out of it, we will get much clearer answers and have ultimately a better experience. So what you'll have to do is be tracking your finances. And I know a lot of people end up thinking like, I'm a bad business owner because I'm not tracking my finances. And I just want to remind you, you're not a bad business owner. You're doing the best you can with the resources you have. And maybe you didn't have a spreadsheet to actually track your finances. And so it's okay. You didn't know to do it until today. So what you know now is that you need to track your finances. And I have a free financial tracker. So I'll be sure to link in the show notes the blog post where I walk through creating a profitable business. So in this episode, we're talking about a sustainable business, both financially and emotionally. And this blog post really talks about being more profitable. So it is having more, but we need to know what enough is regardless. And so I'll be sure to link that blog post and that free financial tracker inside the show notes for this episode. But in order to know what enough is, here's what you have to know. You need to know your monthly and annual expenses. This means you have to know exactly. Please do not give yourself a round number. I want you to look at your actual expenses and know how much it costs to run your business. You have to know this. This is something you have to have in order to understand what it takes financially. To know what enough is, you have to know what you are already spending. So look at your monthly and annually expenses. So you're going to add that up and get a very specific total. Again, not a round number. It needs to be a very specific number. Now, overall, if you are curious, what you want to do if you are a service provider is to aim for 30% of your revenue will most likely be expenses. Now, if you're less than that, celebrate. Be so excited. I'm not telling you to go spend more money. I'm telling you to be excited. But typically speaking, service providers with all the online tools we have to have, that sort of thing, we're looking at 30 to 40% of your revenue is probably going to be expenses. The next thing you need to know is your pay or anyone that you have contracted or have hired in your business, you need to know salary. This is important, and I'm making a huge note about this because most new entrepreneurs don't pay themselves. You've started this business as a passion project or a hobby that's turned into your business, and you reinvest all your money in your business. And I'm not saying it's wrong. You've done a great job. Again, it's one of those things that we do with what we know. And now you know it's really important to pay yourself. So what you want to do is look at what you or your employees or contractors cost on a monthly basis. If this is new to you, I want you to think about aiming for 30 to 50% of your revenue if you're a service provider. If you are working with products, your expenses are going to be different and your salary may be a different percentage as well. But if you're a service provider, aiming for between 30 and 50% of your revenue is a great owner's pay. Once you feel like things are more steady in your business and you can declare a round number salary, that's an option. But for right now, if you look at using a percentage of your revenue, your salary, your take-home pay will be different every month, but you'll see that you'll be able to pay yourself every month if you do the percentage based. So the next thing you need to know when it comes to money and what enough is taxes. If you're running a business, you need to be paying taxes. Otherwise, you could run into some trouble. So you want to make sure that you're saving some money to pay your taxes. And yes, expenses do offset this, but it's great to aim for holding back 20% of your revenue for taxes. Now, this is a round number. You definitely want to look at your individual circumstance. So if you are an LLC or comparable, if you're outside of the United States, and you are probably filing your taxes as part of your individual taxes. And so you want to make sure you know what bracket you're in, that sort of thing, to make sure that you're estimating the correct percentage. But if you're a service provider, I would recommend starting at 20% and seeing if that gives you the correct amount. And I really highly recommend paying taxes on a quarterly basis so that you're not hit beginning of the year and you have a big tax bill. So the three numbers that you have to track to know what enough is monthly and annual expenses. So all expenses you need to know. And then you need to know salary, whether it's for yourself or your self-employees, and taxes. These three numbers added up together, remember, very specific, not round numbers, add them up together, that tells you what enough is. This means that you're paying for everything in your business, all the expenses that you have, you're paying yourself in your business, and you're holding money back for taxes. That is enough. That is breaking even. That is not necessarily looking at profit. That is looking at breaking even, but that tells you what enough is. Once you know what enough is, then you can, of course, look at making more than enough. I mean, I really hope you do make more than enough. I want you to have a profitable business, but you'll know what enough is. So on those tougher months when revenue is down, when you know what enough is, it feels so much better. I'm not saying it feels great to make less money. It certainly doesn't. But knowing what enough is going to help you create the sustainable business that you love, because you will be really grounded in understanding what enough is, even though you can aim for more. But knowing what enough is going to seriously help your mindset. Step number three is identifying your ideal schedule as an entrepreneur. Now, here's the thing. You can make all the money in the world. Your business could be on fire when it comes to making money. You're making all the money, you've got all the accolades, whatever it is, but if you are working yourself to death, you are going to be miserable. So it is critical to know what you would ideally like. Now, we do not live in an ideal world, and so by no means do I think that you're going to have the ideal schedule that you dream up after I share this exercise with you, but you can know what you're aiming for. Because if we don't know, we can't actually get to the end result. So I have an exercise that I've actually recorded. It's inside the show notes. It's a video that you can walk through. And it walks you through the exercise of looking at what you'd love your ideal schedule to look like, and then comparing that to what you have today and identifying what you can change to get one step closer. That's like the quickest version of that. But the whole exercise is in the show notes. I'd love for you to go watch and listen to that and actually take those steps. But what I want you to do is dream about what you'd love your ideal schedule to be. And again, we're not going to have an ideal world, and I get that, but we have to know where we want to go. So let's say that right now you're like, oh my gosh, it would be so nice to only work 3 days a week. And that's your goal. Right now, you're working six. I'm just making this up, of course, but you see here that if your goal is to work 3 days a week, you're currently working six, you can then say, okay, well, what day would I ideally love to start taking off since I'm working 6 days a week? How do I get to three? Well, let's start with one day or even half a day and really identifying what that is. And everyone's ideal schedule is going to look different. No one's is going to look the same, and that's wonderful. Something that I want, you're not going to want, and vice versa. But the ideal schedule for you and your business will help you understand how much you want to work in this season of life. And it's allowed to change too. There might be a time where you're really busy and you love working, so you don't necessarily want to cut time out, but you may be thinking, oh, maybe I need to stop at 4 p.m. instead of at 7 p.m. or whatever the case is. And so you can start to look at what would be most healthy for you from a mental and physical standpoint as well. And really thinking about what is your ideal schedule. Overall, be honest with yourself. No one's going to see this. And really get clear on what you actually want, because that will help you create the sustainable business that, yes, you've already worked through the finances, you know what enough is, but we also need to take care of our schedule too. And step number four is to stop the comparison game. This is a biggie. This is a really big piece of the puzzle. Because creating a sustainable business, you can look at what your definition of success is, you can look at the finances and see what enough is, and you can ask yourself what your ideal schedule is, and you can have all of those nailed down. But you can get derailed by one thing, and it's comparison. This is the one thing that will throw you off, because if you are comparing yourself to someone else, and let's be really clear, you're comparing yourself to someone else that you don't even know the whole story, so you know everything about what's going on in your life and your business, and you don't know about theirs. You're comparing yourself, and it can derail your success overall. It will derail every bit of progress that you're making in your business, and it is the number one thing that will stop you from achieving the life and the business that you want, because you have to put the blinders on. Once you know what success is, what enough is, and what your ideal schedule is and how you're going to get there, put the blinders on, because it is so easy to fall prey to this. And this could be social media, this could be email, books, podcasts, personal connections with people in your life. It's whatever it is that you're consuming, information that you are consuming that is making you feel less than. So if you consume anything and all of a sudden you're feeling like you're not doing enough, that is you falling prey to the comparison game. And it happens to everyone. This is not unique to you. All of us fall prey to this. You are not wrong in any way because this is happening. It is human nature. It's part of our brain. It happens. There's reasons why it happens, but it doesn't even matter. It's one of those things that you just can't beat yourself up for the fact that it's happening, but you want to be aware of what's happening. So what I want you to do is think about what type of content you're consuming, and anytime that you feel either less than or, get ready for this one, better than someone else, it's time to stop consuming that content. Because comparing yourself either that you're doing better or that you're doing worse is not healthy. Because if you're serving your ego saying, I'm doing so much better than this person, how is that really serving you in your life? I mean, it might make you feel good for a minute, but it's not really serving you overall, because everyone wants different things. And the same thing goes for if you're feeling less than. If you're feeling like you haven't done enough because so-and-so did this thing, or they're telling you you need more money or more whatever, that is not helpful. You have to go back to what is success for you, what is enough in your business, and are you working towards that ideal schedule? That creates a sustainable business and quality of life for you. Comparison does not help this in any way, shape, or form. Thinking you're better than someone or thinking you're less than someone, neither one is helpful. So we've got to stop. And in order to do this, here's my recommendation. If you notice that you feel better than or less than anyone after consuming the content, whether it be digitally, you're reading a book, you're listening to a podcast, you're having a conversation with someone, does not matter. If you notice that feeling of better than or less than, it's time to get out of that conversation. It's time to stop consuming that content. Pause it, mute it, unfollow, unsubscribe, get out of it. Now, I realize that if you're having a conversation at a networking event or a personal conversation with a friend or a family member, and you start feeling that, you can't necessarily just like turn around and walk away. Totally get that. But you can take notice that it happened and realize, what the heck happened here? Why was I feeling that? And how can I avoid that conversation again? Because I don't want to feel that way, because it's not helpful. We have to put the blinders on to actually notice what we want in our life so that we can create that sustainable business. So after listening to this, your next step is to remember that in order to create a sustainable business, you have to know what success really is for you. How does it feel? Really get clear on what your definition of success is. You have to know what enough is financially in your business in this season, and remember that it changes. You want to know what your ideal schedule is so that you can work towards it. And then you have to get really clear on what content is making you compare yourself to others so that you can stop consuming that content. Now, the answers to all of this is going to be different for every single person listening to this podcast. My answers are going to be different than yours, and that is wonderful. We need to stop comparing our definition of success, what enough is, our ideal schedule. We have to stop comparing it to others. So remember that as you're doing it. It doesn't matter what anyone else wants. Get clear on what you want so that you can really pursue that. And by staying true to what you really want, you won't have to sacrifice your quality of life. You can have the business that integrates into your life instead of taking it over. And so, my dear friend, until next time, give yourself permission to define what a sustainable business means to you very, very specifically. Put those blinders on and give yourself grace along the way too. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you found it helpful or inspiring, be sure to share it with someone else who could use it too. Sharing is caring, but it's also a huge boost to your accountability. Sharing this message and then talking about it will ensure that you actually take the action that was mentioned in this episode. Hello, accountability. There's nothing better than the feeling of actually following through, and I want that for you. So screenshot it, share it, and if you share it on Instagram, be sure to tag me at @TheAmandaMcKinney too. Until next time.